This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for January 19th. Hog market's holding strong, creating a demand for buyers. Let's go to Todd Horowitz from the floor of the CME in Chicago to hear more on the livestock market.
Today we're going to look at hogs, and of course, we all like a good barbecue, except for the guys that are getting barbecued in as shorts, trying to sell this hog market as it continues to hold these higher levels with no relief in sight. Because really what we're looking at is, as I used to call it, the other white meat, and the other white wheat is in a lot of demand. And it's kind of interesting, the demand that we're seeing in the hog market here, because cattle is also cheap. So why are hogs continuing to hold up here?
For the Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day down 1.75 at 460. Chicago July corn prices were down 0.75 to finish the day at 378.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for May were down 2.25 to 10.25, ranging from 446 to 460. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were up 0.5, ranging from 534.25 to 549.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein future prices for April were up 5.25, ranging from 684 to 689. June live cattle closed the day up 40 cents at 108.97.5. April feeder cattle were down 42.5 cents to finish the day at 129.10. March Class 3 milk was down 16 cents at 1730. Thanks for tuning in to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.